Hello, hello, hello. Voss, who's speaking to your mic?
Hello.
All right. If you want to hear yourself, put on the headphones. Okay, okay. This is DJ Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the first official... this is the first show of the semester.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're here for history in the making, Vasu. History in the making. So this is Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, music that I recommend highly. And that was just Fad Gadget with Ricky's Hand. A little bit of new wave, never heard anyone. And joining me tonight is...
Vasu. Oh, I should say my DJ.
Sure, yeah.
DJ Vasuosaurus.
DJ Vasuosaurus. You heard it right here, 91.5 WMFO. Coming up next is some ELO. Oh, and a shout out to Cameron and Trinity. Thank you for tuning in.
Now my old world. open the fucking door.
Bertie, what are you doing?
Come to the dark side. We have candy.
Yes, but you have coffee.
Sure, we have coffee. How do you take it?
Black. Like my soul.
I'm not scared at all. I just feel kind of... invincible.
I'm non-stop, motherfucker, I'm too ill to chill.
Too dope to cope.
Too lit to quit.
You fucking beat up butter and jeans, you talk shit. My foot kicks your ass.
My fist splits your lip.
My mom shut me up with duct tape. Now I get paid for talking all day.
Fuck, I can't wait.
I'll fuck 6 weeks, my last cupcake.
I love coffee, but not a fuck. When I drink Starbucks, cause Starbucks sucks.
Yeah, they should do this guy.
So that was just Electric Light Orchestra with Can't Get It Out of My Head, followed by The Antwoord with We Have Candy. I don't know, that song's like just so bizarre, but I don't know, I dig it. It looks like this show's gonna be like a bunch of random stuff. Basu's asking me to come up with some mood. I don't know.
Mood is not giving me a vibe. I really want him to come up with a vibe.
Alright, let's see if a vibe comes together. I added this song to my playlist. I don't really remember it. I bet it's a good one. Let's see. This is the Congos.
Keep on. best collie in Seaport Town. What you beg the collie man? I'm the best collie weed in town.
Hello, 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 everyone. Again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is DJ Mellow Max, joined by DJ Vasu Soros.
What's good, what's good?
And we just listened to The Congos with Fisherman, followed by The Specials with A Message to You, Rudy. Rudy. It's going well.
It's going dope.
Yeah. Coming up next is some Elvis Costello, and then I'll figure out what's up after that. Ooh, so many options. Without further ado, Elvis Costello. That was not Elvis Costello. Let's see, where is that? There it is. Let's play that. Bam.
She was a smitten on the first by a curious fella. He said, I love the way you talk. So she liked to sing along to her favorite song from the year that she was born. See how mischievous is her face is. If I woke up in the 80s. So speak to me just like you should, and then you can say those wicked things. And if you want to make it good, be for my mood swing. So speak to me.
Hello, hello, hello. So we just had Elvis Costello with My Mood Swings, followed by Laika and the Cosmonauts with Ricky on the Loose, and then Steely Dan with Ricky Don't Lose That Number. And to keep with the Ricky theme, up next is Riki Tiki Tavi by Donovan.
Thank you.
And as promised, that was Riggy Diggy Tavi by Donovan, one of, just what a great guy, Scotland's troubadour, the troubadour. And, Vasu, you've been, producing some music, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I just happened to pick it up over the summer. It's always something that I've wanted to do, but it's something that, you know, I had to be pushed to, like, actually, like, sit down and start doing.
So, what kinds of music are you,
I mean, it's all hip-hop, for
all
sure.
All hip-hop, cool.
But specifically, I would say, like, I don't know, it's like, it's really influenced by, like, New York, Atlanta, I think in terms of just, like, what I listen to mostly, it's, like, a lot of New York hip-hop, a lot of Atlanta hip-hop.
So, producing, that's, like, making, like, the beats and stuff?
Exactly, and yeah, it's, it can get as complicated or as simplistic as you want it to be, you know, you can go into, like, adding, like, complex instruments, or you can just keep it simple, you know? A lot of beats are, you know, like, just to compare Atlanta, New York, hip-hop is tendency to be much more focused on not the production, so you end up with a lot more simplistic, you know, like just boom bap beats. That's like literally the genre.
Yeah.
But in Atlanta, the production is much more a part of the music, and so you have a much more intensive process. So you bring in like 808s and like,
what are 808s?
808s is really interesting, actually. An 808 was a synth built in like late 90s,
mm-hmm.
and originally it was just built for music producers with no intention of being involved in hip hop. But 808s, the sound of an 808 goes really well with the sound of like a drum kit, and that's like essentially the basis of
very hip hop,
right? And so, 808s were Kanye West was like one of the first to really incorporate it. His fourth or fifth debut album is actually called 808s and Heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he incorporated these synths and once he did it, I mean, he was kind of like this, like, it was kind of like a landmark thing. People originally hated his album, but when he did it, you know, slowly people fell in love, and now it's like a staple in hip hop.
Cool.
Interesting. Super interesting.
So, you know, next time, I mean, you wouldn't have any samples, right?
Next time
you'll have to bring your laptop.
I will. I'm gonna be on the show again.
Oh, definitely.
So, like, to any listeners who are interested, I'll be back.
DJ Vasusaurus. Also, watch out for him next semester.
I really want to get a show, so mm-hmm. Yeah, watch out for me next semester. It'll be a hip-hop show, so if you're into hip-hop, check it out.
And coming up next is a song by Outkast, which was requested by Vasusaurus himself. So coming up next, The Art of Storytelling, Part 1.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the goodie and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot, making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, back seats, and things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging the hoe down, never said I hate her. Straight later, slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from College Park and Fed, all the way down to Decatur. Like Jada, her whip was sharp and sporty, that was shawty. Save with the snake on eggs and a Beamer 840. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me, 7 o'clock is gonna cost me. But I still wanna cut her though, maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck, I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool, I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now,
it's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about four.
No, I am so sorry about that. I am doing my best to bring that back. I done goofed. Let me put Vasu's mic on. Yeah, so let's go back to that. That was The Art.
We're actually getting into the best verse.
We were about that far in?
Baby mama
okay. Back to it.
I gave a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go and get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Now Susie Screw had a partner named Sasha Thumper. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that, cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 a.m, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb, but in spite all of the bullshit, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I say, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in her eyes. I could've died, time went on, I got grown, rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find little Sasha was gone. Her mama said she was a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now. You better go and get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now. It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
thundering and lightning, and get off that telephone.
All right. Grandmama, what's all that noise?
I'm scared.
Baby, don't be scared. It's going to be all right. It's just the Lord doing his work, okay?
Wow, it's really weird. That was Outkast with The Art of Storytelling, Part 1, followed by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with The Curse of Baba Yaga. It's really, really weird hearing that song without hearing the song after it. They just really flow into each other.
Can I ask you a question before you
go for
the next
it?
Question, the next song. What I know you were touring around, so you may not have gotten the best listen, but what were your impressions of Outkast?
Outkast? I enjoyed it. Yeah, that seemed, that was, it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good beats.
Yeah.
Good rap. Yeah, it was good. It was definitely a solid song. Definitely, something that I'm going to look into and try and listen to some more.
Yeah. It's dope because, the second half of the song is Andre 3000's verse, and it's a really deep verse, and that's like how Andre 3000 kind of operates musically. Is like he always like crosses the boundary that most people aren't willing to cross.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like that. I like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all of these songs are so long. Gotta find something. Let's see. This is a wonderful song. That's not the original. Let's find
Impress me, Max. Give me something good.
Here, this is there's no going wrong with this song. Period. Just here's some David Bowie.
Played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling. He could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded, man. Well hung, snow white tan. God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy is sucked up into his mind. Like a leper messiah, when the kids had killed the man,
Ziggy plays guitar. Yes, he does. It's sad to think that Bowie's no longer with us, but he left behind some wonderful music. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now, Vasu is going to read a PSA. This PSA is entitled, Don't Drink and Drive.
If you are under the influence of anything, never think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yes, very educational. Although I hope that everyone listening knew that. It's a pretty solid rule.
Good piece of advice.
Yeah, really just no reason to drive if you are under the influence. It's just,
yeah, just
don't do it, man.
Call an Uber, man.
Definitely call an Uber.
Yeah, or a Lyft. Now you have two choices.
Yeah, and then, or like Safe Ride. Dude, or just walk.
Yeah, I mean. If you're too drunk to walk, just call an Uber.
Yeah, if you're too drunk to walk, you might just want to stay there.
Yeah, that's
if you can.
Please.
If you're too drunk to walk, don't ride your bike.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Probably can't skateboard anywhere either.
No.
That takes some coordination.
And motorcycles are the same things as cars.
Oh, yeah, no,
please.
Definitely. Yeah, they're vehicles.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this song.
Is this the last one, Max?
This is the last. Actually, if this is the last song, I'm going to find something else. What else is there to play?
End
on a high note. And oof. Oh my god, I'm just gonna totally blank. This. Okay. This is Mellow Max signing off. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I will be here midnight to 1 a.m. Friday morning, from now until winter break. So
and I'll occasionally be here too.
Yeah, definitely. And so thank you for tuning in. Again, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And to finish off the hour, A Flock of Seagulls.